You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Big, big week here at the UC Health Training Center. Of course, Vance Joseph named the head coach on Wednesday, had his press conference on Thursday. We heard a lot about what he expects to bring to the Broncos. I'm Andrew Mason, by the way. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Mason's Mailbag. And while there's a lot of chatter about the coaches, and there'll be, you know, we'll get into that in the written mailbag as well, going to look at some personnel issues and some overall team issues with two questions this week. First question is about the defense from Richard Powell, who says, no matter who ends up leading the defense, there are some ways it can get better. We know all about the run defense, but what else can improve? Well, I think two key areas the Broncos want to improve in are third down defense and forcing negative plays. The Broncos, middle of the pack in third down defense, struggled and near the bottom in actually forcing negative plays, plays for loss of yardage. What's interesting about those two aspects, if you look at Vance Joseph's defense in Miami last year, those were two areas in which it excelled. Top six in both third down defense and in terms of forcing negative plays, 106 to be exact last season. The Broncos were in the 80s in terms of negative plays forced. So I think one of the reasons they looked at Vance Joseph, even though he's going to hand off a lot of the defensive control to his assistants, one of the reasons they looked at Vance Joseph, in addition to his leadership, was that dynamic work on third downs and in creating negative plays, especially on first down, to set up second and long, third and long, is something the Broncos want to improve in, and they're certainly hoping that Vance Joseph and some of his ideas will help foster that improvement in 2017. Next question from Victor Miller. He asks, regarding your story about Adam Gotsis this week, what does he have to do to live up to his draft billing? Well, he talked this week about how he's got a lot of work ahead of him in the offseason. You know, certainly he struggled as a rookie. Some of that was because he was coming off the torn ACL he had at Georgia Tech. Some of that was because, you know, he's still really immersing himself in American football, got a relatively late start to the sport, not taking it up until high school back in Australia. And there are times you can see technique-wise that he has a ways to go. Certainly he has the athleticism. I think the athleticism that he possesses, being a very lean but very strong 300-pounder, that's going to bear itself out more and more as he refines his technique. So the goal for him this offseason is to get another year removed from the ACL. He said he was playing with a brace this year. He expects to be playing without a brace in 2017, so that'll be key for him. But also work on his technique. Now, because the Broncos have a new head coach in Vance Joseph, they're going to get some extra offseason time because you're allowed extra offseason work and extra veteran minicamp when you have a new head coach to get everyone acclimated. That will help Adam Gotsis. Those extra repetitions, the extra work with the defensive line coach, that will help him out tremendously. So that's what you want to see from him. You want to see him get further removed from the ACL, get more confident in the knee, and then you want to see him refine his technique. If he can do that, then year two, I think, will be much better for him than year one. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to get in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm always there. Go to @MaceDenver and use the hashtag AskMace to ask a question for the mailbag. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.